Welcome back to the Steve Jurvis Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Appreciate your patronage here. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com. And listen live no matter where you may be. You never have to miss a show. Go to the stevegruber.com, click the Listen Live button, and away you go. Joining me now, Dr. John Lottie, has a brand new piece that was put out this week on Media Myas at Real Clear Politics. A great piece, Doctor. Good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me on.
And it's a steady drumbeat of white supremacy and machine guns and TV shows and all of these narratives that don't even come anywhere near the truth. I've tried to figure out why the left has clammed onto this idea that this big rise in white supremacy in America, it just doesn't seem to jive with what's actually true. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center can only establish less than 10,000 Americans that are involved in all the little splinter groups of Ku Klux Klan around this country. We're a nation of 330 million people. It's not exactly an existential threat, or am I wrong?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I don't know anybody who would fit the definition of what Biden is claiming is out there, or what you see the gun control groups or the media pushing right now. But they want to go and argue that there is a rising threat. I mean, just last week, you had Biden out at his town hall that CNN did, where he said, and now a rise in political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism that we must confront and we will defeat. They've talked constantly about how the January 6th riot was racist, and Biden even said that the people who were there peacefully were racist. So, or at least there were racists there for people that had showed up. And, I don't see it, but you can't.
It's because it doesn't exist.
Go ahead.
I mean, it doesn't exist. You don't see it, Doctor, because it's not there. It's
right.
It's a fabricated narrative that they keep pushing, right, that somehow there's this huge wave of white supremacists and people wearing white pointy hats. It's false.
Right. I know the governor of Virginia, I guess, was had a picture of him in a white pointy hat. But, but if you watch the television shows, I mean, if you watch SWAT or FBI Most Wanted or FBI or Bull or NCIS Los Angeles on CBS, they all have episodes that focus multiple times, it seems, on white supremacists.
Well, you know what's interesting?
Times having them use machine guns to go and perpetrate mass public shootings.
Right, and you point out in your article that that's make-believe. That's made up machine guns, but in real life, since the 1930s, only two murders in the United States have used machine guns in 90 years. That's what you found in your research, correct? 90 years, two murders with machine guns, yes or no?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, the bizarre thing is they, time after time, these shows identify these machine guns as supposedly AR-15s. Recent episode of NCIS L.A., had a female agent say, "Oh, no, you know, they have AR-15s, you know, to go and warn her fellow agent that was there." And then, of course, the person pulls out the AR-15, supposedly, and then, you know, it's obviously fires like a machine gun. So, they want to go and make people believe that AR-15s, which Biden wants to ban, operate like machine guns. And, you know, the bizarre thing is the gun control groups, Bloomberg's groups, Gabby Gifford's group, the Brady campaign, they're all working closely with these television shows, with the producers and with the writers, giving them ideas on how they can go and deal with the gun control issue. And, you know, they're the ones, I presume, then are pushing the idea that you have to illustrate these AR-15s that they want to have banned as machine guns, which is, you know, it just really raises the question, why do they have to lie about this type of stuff? I mean, if they really had a strong argument, would they have to keep on showing and show after show with millions of people watching this false narrative?
Well, obviously, the facts are not on their side, so they have to continue to do this. You talk about a Magnum PI episode showing a 12-year-old stealing his father's gun and shooting his 10-year-old brother. Does it happen? Sure. But there were only 37 accidental gun deaths among children under 11 in the entire country in 2019. Most of those deaths involved adult males firing the gun, typically people in their mid to late 20s that are reckless, have criminal records, addicted to drugs and alcohol. And so with 43.8 million children under 11, the probability of a young child getting a hold of a gun and shooting another child is incredibly small. Is it a tragedy when it happens? Yes, but if you look at the gun plan from Joe Biden, several things stick out. First of all, they want to take away the protections that manufacturers have, but they also want to put in things, you know, making it a requirement that you keep your gun locked up, because if you don't and your gun gets stolen or used by anybody else, you're liable, both criminally and civilly. I mean, that's what a big part of it. It's about civil liability, so you can get your brain sued out. That's part of what the Joe Biden's plan for gun violence is. They call an epidemic, but we're nowhere near the amount of homicides we had in 1993 in this country. But that's part of it, right? To make people civilly liable so you can bankrupt people altogether.
Well, yeah, you know, bankrupt manufacturers, bankrupt sellers, bankrupt individuals. They just want to make it very, very costly and risky for people to own guns. But, you know, you watch entertainment television, you'll never see a regular person using a gun successfully, defensively, whether it be CBS, NBC, ABC. Every time someone has a gun and they try to use it, or they have it there just in case they need to use it, something goes wrong. Either a child gets a hold of a gun and fatally shoots another child on a TV show, or the gun is stolen and used in a crime, or you know, even when they lock up the guns. There's a recent episode of FBI Most Wanted and a previous episode of FBI, both on CBS, where the parent had locked up the gun, it was stolen, and then used in a mass public shooting.
Sure.
And the FBI agents come in, and the father tries to explain that he had the gun for self protection for the family, and the agents just roll their eyes.
Right, you know, and that so it's constant narrative, constant drumbeat, and you know, trying to make America look dangerous when, in fact, Mexico's murder rate is 6.5 times that of the United States, and so on. And
right,
so forth.
No, that's one of the shows. The theme is, well, there's a mass public shooting by a white supremacist. This is CBS's Coyote. And the claim is that Mexico's getting its guns from machine guns from the United States, as if you can just kind of walk into a gun store and buy a machine gun. Or you have an FBI show where a Mexican family is killed by a white supremacist. The father, who survived, explains that his wife was trying to get them to move back to Mexico because of the, you know, the United States, which is flooded with guns, is so dangerous relative to Mexico, and they'll be safer if they move back to Mexico.
Which is insane, and you know that's insane, because the chance of getting murdered in America randomly with a gun is so infinitesimally small, it's just more likely to win the lottery. That's just the bottom line. Dr. John Lott here with us from the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can always find out more. They just persist, though. They persist and persist, and it goes on. But we're safer today in America with more guns than we've ever been. I'll give you the last word real quick.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, you just compare Mexico to the United States. About half of American households own a gun. It's literally about 0.1% of Mexican adults legally own a gun. And yet Mexico has a murder rate 6 times higher than what we have here in the United States.
And that's all you need to know.
Things involved, but the notion that somehow the United States is dangerous, like this one TV show, FBI tried to portray,
right,
because we have guns, is bizarre.
Got to leave it there. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, always an education. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games, but I hope he does.
I hoped he'd get help. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.